February 28th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from Chicago, recently designated as the most corrupt city in the nation, also the site of the G8 summit on May 19th through the 20th. Mayor Rahm Emanuel will no doubt use this occasion to impose some permanent police state policies. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month. You may see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. You may also see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming interviews and events. For questions or comments during this program, email spingola1@yahoo.com, and that is the numeral one. My regular email address is deanna@spingola.com. RBN is conducting a pledge drive to expand their programming to a much wider audience. I hope that you will consider helping in this effort. You may contribute to the pledge drive. You may also support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, and I recommend that you purchase business cards and bumper stickers. You may also subscribe to the archives. Now, regularly, it's $1.33 per month. That is a big bargain price. You may subscribe at a much higher rate. I hope that you will be generous. You may purchase advertising from RBN. If you have a product or service to offer, just contact RBN@republicbroadcasting.org. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Josh Del Sol. His website is Smart Meter Film, all one word, smartmeterfilm.com. He just today posted an update, which is linked on the radio schedule page. It's just a little update that lets you know exactly how the film is going and what they're doing. And Josh, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. It's great to be on.
Well, it's very nice to have you on the program. And you are in British Columbia, is that correct?
Yeah, Vancouver.
Okay. So they are trying to impose smart meters in Canada, throughout Canada, and throughout the United States, and, of course, obviously throughout the world. And your group up there has been very successful, correct?
Well, with the awareness is building. I have to credit citizensforsafetechnology.org and stopsmartmetersbc.ca, as well as stopsmartmeters.ca. So there's three groups, there's three sites up here who have really spearheaded the campaign over the past, you know, more than a year and a half. And now awareness is really big. And so we're hearing that things are happening and shifting. And it's what I'm trying to do with the film, is just to really, participate in that and help people become aware of what's happening, because actually most people don't have any idea, as it's been so closed to public discussion.
Oh, that's so true. And that's true here in the United States. And, you know, if it happens in Canada, if it happens here, it's going to be worldwide, unless we do something to stop it. And groups like yours, groups like the people in Naperville, the group out in California, have been pretty successful in making people aware of it and in doing some legislation, doing some court cases that will bring it to the public's attention. And that's the most important thing that we can do, is to let the public know exactly what the government has in store for them. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Josh Del Sol. Stay tuned.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, a study in imperialism, genocide, and emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Josh Del Sol. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah. Josh? Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Yeah, it's say it how you like.
Okay, well, I want to say it properly. I have a habit of butchering words. People who read a lot don't necessarily pronounce the words correctly when they're talking, but yeah, that's the way it is. Yes.
Can you hear me okay? Is this coming through okay?
Yes.
Okay,
fabulous.
Great.
It's great. Okay, your website is smartmeterfilm.com. When did you start working on this film, and why did you start working on it? How did you get involved? Tell me all about your history here.
Yeah, good question. I've been interested in the aspects of health and natural health, as well as human sovereignty, human freedom, and kind of the emancipation project, if you will, on our planet. And for a number of years, probably for around 10 years or so, and in about October, I got a series of texts from a friend and a couple phone calls who, after I've been, sending my subscriber list some information on the coming smart meters, which were already starting to be installed in October in British Columbia, she had hers installed, and right away she got sick. She wasn't even able to remain in her home, wasn't able to sleep there, even the first night.
Happened to her? What was the symptoms?
Well, she got nausea, a skin rash. I believe she was even vomiting. I think like different things. So what I remember her saying most clearly was the nausea and the skin rash, and she just felt it energetically. She didn't know what was going on, but she felt something, sort of like an invasive energy into her home, into her space, and she went outside and checked the meter, I guess, is by the door, and saw that the smart meter had just been installed that day within that hour. And
did she contact the electric company?
Yeah, she did. You know, she as far as I understand, she contacted BC Hydro and on that day, and they weren't too helpful. Obviously, they don't tell you your options, especially over the phone. We're guiding people to have them put it in writing when they say anything, really. But she actually had to sleep in her van. She had no options for a few days until something else, you know, the universe worked out another solution for her. So there are these people like her who are, you know, maybe 3 to 5% who are electro hypersensitive. I mean, we know that. That's perhaps a bit of an extreme case, but still, it's underlying the fact that the energy coming from smart meters is harmful. We're electromagnetic beings, and it's harmful.
Exactly. And it's also harmful for our pets. And I'm as concerned about my pets as I am about myself.
Yeah.
Now, you have resources on your website that people can use in British Columbia. And, of course, I'm certain that they can adapt the things that you have for, in this country. Does your law in Canada, is there a law that says that you have to, or is it something that if you're silent, you just basically give your consent?
Oh, if you're silent, you give your consent, and there's BC Hydro would like you to think that there's a law that you have to have a wireless smart meter, but there's actually no law. On one of the documents on the site, I believe it's the number 1 document called "We Will Not Force You." It's actually a sort of a nicely laid out summation of 5 or 6 quotes that BC Hydro reps have been repeating. You know, "We will not force you to have a smart meter." And also, "We will hold off installing your meter if you have questions until you're safe." And also, there is a very telling interview that I posted in my video blog this morning. A little clip about the PR person with BC Hydro was not able to answer the question: is everybody, you know, in BC required to have one? Her response
that was amazing.
Yeah, her response over and over, it was like a robot. It was like, what did she say again? Well, this is a necessary update to modernize the grid, something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing.
Right. She says, well, we're trying to modernize the grid, and she would not answer your question, and you ask it 3 times.
Yeah, it wasn't me asking it, but it was the news anchor or news reporter asking it, and it was the same question over and over, and she provided the same answer. So they're not comfortable with people asserting their rights. And so the whole thing is, it's a house of cards that once people know and assert their rights, the house of cards falls.
Right. And, you know, it's very interesting because these government people, these politicians, are not always used to the public, saying no. Because
right.
In so many things, we haven't said anything. We've just thought that they were taking care of our best interest. And then a lot of people are waking up, I think, due to the Internet and due to all of the things that people read about on the Internet. And basically to people like you who are uniting with others who are like-minded in this and making videos. And apparently your campaign, you have a funding campaign that finishes the end of this month. And I know that earlier this morning you were needing, what was it, $1,500?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we have basically finishes tomorrow night, I believe at midnight. And we need $1,500, and we've raised around $6,000 online, as well as some offline contributions. This is the funding required for the production expenses, the seed funding for the film. and we're about 80 to 85% filming. Hope to have the film out within 4 to 6 weeks from now. It's going to be freely available online. So, and I just wanted to also mention that this vision for this film started in BC. Like, it started to be, basically the idea was just interview people in BC and just have a talk about our, what we're experiencing here in British Columbia. But as we kind of got into the project, the vision started expanding. So now we're working with StopSmartMeters.org. We're working with Amy and Naperville. We're working, we've got some great support from the folks in Maine. And we've actually done an interview in the UK this past week, which was just amazing. So the vision's expanding. The film is going to be applicable to everyone everywhere. It's going to tell the whole story about the global issue of smart meters.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And it will be available at smartmeterfilm.com. And, of course, you will accept contributions towards this this project. And
every, I think it's... Sorry, I just want to say every dollar is really making a difference. If you want to see this issue get out there, then we're so grateful for donations. Smartmeterfilm.com will eventually be, it may be forwarded to the new website domain for the film, but it's going to be the same project. The film is going to be retitled later this week, and we're excited about that.
Great. Okay, you have some other documents here talking about radiation and safety standards. There are more than 100 scientific studies that you have listed here. And so you've really done your homework on this. It's not just something that that you have not supplied a lot of documentation for. And I understand that there are a lot of people in California that PG&E is removing some of the many smart meters that they installed without asking people, without letting people know, and that there are a lot of people in California who are now opposing them and are sick from them, and PG&E is having to take these things out.
It's great. You know, it's gone way too far already, but that's great to hear that that things are moving forward and there's some, you know, there's some semblance of reason happening.
Yes. Well, I wrote a letter to, well, I actually wrote four letters to four different people associated with Commonwealth Edison here in where I live in the Chicago suburbs. And I only got one response, and basically it was a non-response because, you know, I'd listed several reasons why I did not want one, mostly due to health issues that were potential. And basically he just sort of poo-pooed the whole thing, and so I'm going to respond to that letter on the same letter at the top in red and, you know, just tell them I don't want one. The other thing is I do have a sign on my meter, do not replace with a smart meter, but you also were talking about putting a lock on the analog meters. And you gave a website for that. Would you mind sharing that with us?
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of people are doing this here, and there's a few in the States as well. One here that we're hearing good things about is smartmeterlock.com. And it's $25 for a ring and a lock for your analog meter. It's, you know, perhaps the wisest $25 that you would spend to protect your meter. So, I just encourage everybody to really take a look at that. If you don't want a meter, then be firm about it and take the necessary steps, put signs, get the lock and inform your power company of your decision.
Right. Alrighty. We're going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Josh Del Sol, and his website is smartmeterfilm.com. And you may also go to refusesmartmeter.com. And there is a lot of websites talking about this. There is a book also about smart meters. It is called Just Say No to Big Brother's Smart Meter. And that is at the website. I believe that is at refusesmartmeter.com. If not, I will link that to today's date on my radio schedule page. But this is a really big deal, and they're dangerous, and they're just not good at all. And in the letter that you write to your electric company, you should give the information. Tell them what you have against this. And there are numerous reasons why people should not want a smart meter. They are electrical devices, and basically they identify everything that you are doing inside your home and record when people operate various electrical devices. And it's really a big invasion of privacy. So what kinds of issues do you focus on when you're talking to people about smart meters in addition to the health?
Good question, Deanna. It really depends on who I'm talking to and what the context is. There are so many issues, reasons why people need to, you know, rise up or wake up and prevent smart meters from being, you know, installed and from becoming commonplace. There's just so many issues. I mean, this is from, you know, from a sort of a mid to high level standpoint, it's the basis for a Big Brother control grid. We're being sold that, it's only going to measure energy usage and it's not going to do anything else. Well, you know, maybe within the first few months, but after we have all of the smart devices and smart appliances that are going to be talking to all other smart appliances in your home, so it's not just a one-way communication. Everything's going to be talking to everything all at once, and that radiation is going to increase exponentially in your home, okay? But after we have those devices, I mean, so much more data is going to be collected on you, and it's eventually going to be sold because corporations control and own governments, and corporations are in business for a profit. If you look at the technology coming out with RFID, the chips that are being inserted into all sorts of products, like basically everything, every commercial product is a corporate product is planned to have an RFID chip in it in a coming date, if not already. That is planned to fit in with the smart grid. So the more chips out there in a smart grid, they're being read constantly. And so you go to your fridge, there's a smart there's a wireless, you know, your fridge is a smart appliance, so it knows when you open it, it communicates that, and the bottle of milk has an RFID chip on it, so you pick up the bottle of milk and it knows the millisecond that you pick it up, and you take a drink and you put it back in the fridge, and it's you know, communicating how much milk you consumed at what time, and what time the fridge door closed, and then what time you went back to the, you know, to the couch and changed the channel on the TV or whatever. So this is the technocratic dream that was spoken about in the 1930s, and again specifically in the 60s and 70s by Brzezinski. This is not the end of the issue. It's not like you get smart meters installed and then they can't go any further. This is opening the door to something that could potentially be, you know, hugely more more Big Brother or more rights limiting and would eventually, in the dreams of corporations, the whole population is total slaves.
We're just entities that they can make a profit from. And you said that a chip will be in every electrical appliance. Well, this will necessitate people purchasing more appliances, which, of course, the appliance corporations that manufacture those things would make more profit. This is all about profit. Even the fact here in Illinois, I mean, we have this. Well, for instance, the meter that's been on my house has been on the house since 1985 when the house was built. And it has lasted all this time, and yet smart meters are geared to last about 5 years. So who's going to foot the bill for replacing the smart meter when it wears out? And plus, all of the appliances will have to be updated. So yeah, That's going to require people spending more money. And what if they don't update them? Then what happens? Do they not work? Do the appliances within the home not work? Does your refrigerator simply not work anymore so that you have to go out and buy a new one? What is this going to look like?
Well, it would, you know, maybe eventually they would require something in, you know, appliance in the home to keep it working. But yeah, the key is the wireless interference is actually burning out some of your existing appliances and computers. People are having those problems with the interference already. And the grid isn't even fully live yet. So, yeah, people will eventually have to buy appliances. You're right.
All righty, we're going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
A new book with a provocative viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. And it's available now, today. Author, radio host, and research guru Howard Axtell presents his new book, The Human Food Factor. Our beliefs in harmony and hope are being replaced with fear and empty promises that simply don't hold water. False prophets bearing gifts continue to mold our planet in their own image for profit. They offer costly entitlements that we already paid for. Where did all our money go? Who took it? Who are they? Follow the money trail with author Howard Axtell and order a hard copy or ebook of The Human Food Factor at thehumanfoodfactor.com. This book is a must to connect the dots and to know the truth. To understand where America is headed, who is taking us there, and why. Do your part. Learn the facts. Order the book right now. Get a signed copy today on sale. The Human Food Factor at thehumanfoodfactor.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Josh Del Sol, and his website is smartmeterfilm.com, and he would greatly appreciate it if you could donate something towards this film. It will be applicable to every country, whether you live in Canada, the United States, or anywhere around the globe. Because of the subject matter, it's important to every one of us. And you have people on the film from the United States. You've interviewed people from the UK. And so it affects everyone. And if we get a lot of people who are against this, even in our own neighborhood. Now I know that that you interviewed one gentleman on the film who said that so many people in his neighborhood had put locks on their analog meters. Rick, are you there?
Yes. Yeah. Can you hear me, Deanna?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. That's something that that is definitely helping, and I just want to also encourage all the viewers that really we talked also about, you know, letting your power company know of your choice, and I just want to encourage the viewers that we don't have to ask permission. We need to get out of this mentality of having to ask permission or feeling like you don't want to rock the boat or feeling like you want to kind of have a debate or want to have a request in to your power company. When they're breaking the law, and they are breaking a number of laws by having a wireless, you know, World Health Organization class this as a class 2B human carcinogen linked with potentially cancer. So they're breaking human rights laws. You as an individual have absolutely the full right to act accordingly with anyone else that's breaking any other laws against you. Okay, so we need to get off the defensive and start putting it back to them and saying, look, I know my rights, and this is a notice that you have X number of days to get this thing off my property, or this is a notice that in no way, shape, or form will I be accepting one of these. And I absolutely refuse it. And if you violate my terms, this is the consequences. So we really need to get into the mentality of offering clear consequences if when we put forward our rights, if they violate that.
Right. Of course, they think that they have us over a barrel because we're also dependent upon electricity.
Right. If you ever get threatened that they're going to pull your electricity, then ask them to put that in writing. And I do not believe that they ever will. We've asked BC Hydro to put it in writing. They won't. They will not publicly say that anyone without a smart meter will have their electricity cut because they know what they're doing is technically illegal and wrong on a number of accounts.
Right. And that, you know, they use the Energy Policy Act of 2005 here in this country, and they make it seem like, okay, this is a law, and this is part of the grid, and you have to have it. But in fact, it isn't. And for several reasons, which you have mentioned. And of course, this health issue, when you really think about it, if you have a lot of health issues that are related to the smart meters, then the pharmaceutical companies are going to make a lot more profit. The American Medical Association will be involved. I mean, when you start reaching out and bringing in all of these different issues, you can see that a whole lot of people are going to make a whole lot of money, and it's all going to be at the expense and the exploitation of every single citizen.
Yeah, and let's talk about the health issue. I mean, there's still a number of people that that feel that wireless radiation of any amount and smart meter radiation are not harmful. We're still having that conversation. It's surprising that we are, but we still are. And the reason is that if you go back 20 years or about 18 years, there was a landmark court case to do with cell phones when they first came out, linked with brain cancer. So the industry, the cell phone industry, basically hired someone who they thought would be their man, their researcher, Dr. George Carlo. And listeners can just type in Dr. George Carlo, C-A-R-L-O, and find out more about this. But basically, they thought that he was their guy. So they created a $29 million study over a period of 6 years. And they wanted to prove that cell phones and any usage, any amount of cell phone usage was safe. The problem for them was Dr. Carlo came back several years later and they said, look, there's some stuff happening here. There's DNA breakage. There's cellular mutation going on at levels below, those deemed safe. And so what the industry did and what the cell phone companies did was rather than saying, okay, well, thank you for that, we're going to adjust our policies and our products accordingly. Rather than taking a responsible approach, they actually scuttled the research. They tossed it under the carpet. They basically fired Dr. Carlo, and they said, we're not going to publish this. That affected his reputation greatly because there was some other things done as well. So since that time, the industry standards have been based on fraudulent studies. So we need to understand that this goes down to the level of research. So when we have fraudulent, corporately paid for research, which has a predetermined outcome already. And when we have laws that are based on that and safety standards that are based on that fraudulent research, then, of course, we're not going to get to the bottom of this discussion about whether smart meters are safe, whether cell phone use and cell phone towers and all this stuff is safe. We're going to keep having to go back to the millions, or not millions maybe, but thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people that are getting sick from electromagnetic radiation.
Right. And this basically started quite some time ago. Cancer became more prevalent even after the electrical wires were strung across this country. Because, as you said, we are electromagnetic people, individuals, and when we have a lot of this around us, and including the cell phone towers that they want to put up on public school buildings, which is egregious. It's what are they thinking? Or not?
Yeah. Well, exactly. You wonder where the logic is, but and I have my theories about. I don't know how deep we want to get into the rabbit hole today.
But. Oh, we like to go really deep in the rabbit hole, so feel free.
Well, let's put it this way: from a corporate standpoint, from a money making standpoint, it makes sense to have cell phone towers, wireless, everywhere. And it's not breaking any laws or any health standards, again, because the research is fraudulent and biased. So they're going to, they're going to proliferate this stuff. They're going to put wireless, high powered wireless writers in classrooms with wireless computers, 20, 30 wireless computers creating massive electro smog soup. And we wonder why. Our kids are coming home with headaches, and we wonder why the increase in skyrocketing increase in autism and ADD and other behavioral diseases, both physical and mental issues. Well, look at the toxins that we're installing in our children in the classroom and
with
vaccines. I mean, vaccines are not what they were originally intended to be. Most of our viewers, I think, understand that.
Sure.
But, so it's basically just approaching more and more people's toxic load limit of what you can handle. And so the concern is that, more and more people, especially more and more kids, because they're more susceptible to radiation and to toxins, will have problems directly affecting their quality of life. And so what I'm passionate about is getting the truth out there, the core truth, the underlying truth of what's actually harming our whole population, what's actually being the one of the major cause of people not being able to sleep or having ringing in the ears or having headaches or just feeling fatigue or feeling depression. Well, my research and independent research is indicating more and more that if you get yourself out of the wireless wireless environment, an environment heavy with electromagnetic radiation, then those symptoms start to go away.
Right. And I think people need to take a personal responsibility and try to eliminate as much of this from their home as possible. For goodness sake, don't use an electric blanket. Get rid of some of the devices in your bedroom, your clock radios and that kind of thing, or at least have them 6 feet away from you. I don't use my cell phone. I have a cell phone. I rarely ever turn the thing on, but I got rid of that, or I don't use it. But I got rid of my cordless phones. I mean, it's kind of a pain because you can't walk around the house with the phone at your ear, but it's safer. And I also got a meter. In fact, I got a couple of meters that I could see that the meter would jump up when I was standing in between these two stations where I had the cell phones. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is not a good thing. So I got rid of them. And, when you're sitting in front of your computer all day. You really have to have some sort of device around, and there are devices that you can acquire that eliminate some of the radiation. You know, it deflects the radiation from you.
Yeah. You know, Deanna, as we're talking about this, because we're so attached to our wireless way of life for the sake of convenience, some of our viewers may notice that, you know, you start feeling defensive or you start feeling like uncomfortable with this part of the conversation. Like, for example, you know, cell phones are okay. You know, I can keep talking on my cell phone as much as I want because, you know, that's never affected me before. Or, you know, well, wireless is okay in my living room, and that's never affected me before. The problem is that what's coming is a great influx of additional wireless technology, additional wireless stressors to your body. Now, you can, through your mental focus and your intention, because I believe in the power of intention, you can create. You can have a positive effect on your body and on your field and on your surroundings, and you can create more resistance. Let's put it that way. But by saying that your cell phone never affects you or that wireless is never going to affect you, you're actually disregarding, you know, basically all of the huge, huge body of independent research, which is saying that there are human biological effects. There are biological effects with animals and with plants that have nothing to do with the placebo effect. And we're talking from wireless and from smart meters and from dirty electricity in your home to do with compact fluorescent light bulbs and wiring and so forth. So
sure. Or even microwave ovens. I mean,
of course, yeah. Microwave ovens are. You know, when we understand what's going on with microwaves, okay, so research done, I think it's actually like a high school project, and it's amazing that we're so smart that we don't look at simple studies like this that prove simple truths. But so it was a week-long project, and they had started out with two seedlings of two plants sitting side by side together in the window, getting the same amount of light and the same amount of water every day. One of them got water which was microwaved and cooled down, so it was the same temperature. The other one got water which was not microwaved. So that's the only difference between the two in this experiment. After 7 days, the one that got microwaved water was basically dead. It was totally limp, and it was between, you know, brown and green, and had no life and no body to it. And the one that had normal water, not microwave, was completely healthy and flourishing and you know, twice the size. So the question is, understanding our bodies, and yes, we're electromagnetic, we're also, you know, 80% water. So when we understand biologically what happens to our vitality when there's microwaves and wireless and all this, you know, man-made radiation around us, well, you know, it definitely makes one stop and consider what we're really doing.
Right. And I think we've probably all heard the story about the person who was in the hospital who was going to receive a blood transfusion, and the nurse put the packet of blood into the microwave to warm it up, and basically it killed the woman.
Yeah, this is the same. Okay, this is basically the same radiation, the same frequencies of radiation, or very similar frequencies of radiation that the smart meters and that your wireless internet have. It's just less amplitude, so it's less power, but the same general effect. So it's like, you know, a tablespoon of arsenic would kill you, but a drop, you know, or half a drop or whatever, how much, maybe wouldn't kill you. But it would make you feel pretty crappy. And
right.
Maybe over the long term, you might get some disease, or you might get cancer, or you might get, you know, whatever, because of that. Other consciousness factors notwithstanding, just strictly speaking biologically. So it's just really coming to terms with the true cost of of what we've been sold as convenience, and are we going to continue to let the proverbial frog boil?
Right. And they have hired, I know in Chicago, the Naperville Public Utilities hired a PR firm in Chicago to create this wonderful campaign to get people to accept smart meters. And I mean, to look at the things that they've promoted, and to look at it, why, it looks wonderful. Why, who wouldn't want to be progressive and participate in this? But then after you look into it, you think, oh my goodness. All righty, we will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Josh Delsol, and his website is smartmeterfilm.com. And you said that you were going to, you haven't actually chosen a name for the film?
We have. We're going to announce it later this week. So we're very excited about it. Yeah.
Very good. and this will be a film that everyone, that will be applicable to everyone no matter where they live in the world, basically, right?
Yeah, that's right. We start out the story from BC, and we're incorporating footage from the group StopSmartMeters.org group based in California and across the United States. And then we the last few days got the okay for the group in Naperville. And want to get some footage from the folks in Maine and other places in the state. So if you have footage or if you want to be in touch and support our film with an update and video from your side, please do be in touch via the website. We've interviewed several dozen people now, anyone from experts in electromagnetic radiation and health research to several doctors to last week, one of the foremost global researchers on the globalist agenda based in the UK, and as well as just average people having problems and health issues and concerns about the smart meter. So it is a really hard-hitting film. We're also getting into the hopeful encouragement side of this, and that's something perhaps we could talk about either now or later in the show. Deanna, are you still there?
I'm sorry, I muted myself. And
okay.
I do that sometimes to take a drink of water, and then I start talking without remembering to unmute myself. Yes, we could talk about it. Let's wait till after the top of the hour break. Yes, you mentioned the Naperville group. Now, they have had quite a time with the city council. It is just absolutely amazing. They did a petition. They got over 4,000 signatures. They really made certain that each of these signatures were very accurate, were legal and everything. And the city council basically rejected this petition. And it just seems like all but one person on the city council, made a deal with the corporation that is selling these things. And, they're just going to go ahead with it, no matter what the people want in Naperville. Amazing. These are elected officials.
Yeah, I know it is crazy, and it kind of boggles the mind the level of psychopathy and corporate and monetary greed that we're seeing in our public servants. But so what I would suggest, what I would recommend, is people again get in touch with your rights, and their rights come from an understanding of who you are as a free man or woman. But get in touch with your rights and assert those rights. And so that means if the public servant is actually committing crime or is actually committing negligence, they're liable legally under the criminal code. So, we can really start putting some serious legal pressure on those public servants who are not listening to us.
All righty, we're going to our 1 minute top of the hour break. We'll be right back in about 60 seconds, so stay tuned.
Next round.